On this week's Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be making a beeline back to October, November, and December 1977, when, among other things, mandolinist Mike Compton joins the Nashville-based Hubert Davis and the Seasoned Travelers. Keith Whitley leaves Ralph Stanley to join J.D. Crowe in the New South. Charlie Sizemore takes Keith's place with the Clinch Mountain Boys. Bill Harrell launches his new band, the Virginians. And fiddler Leslie Keith, author of The Black Mountain Rag, passes away at the age of 71. I'm Dave Higgs, and it'll be 40-year-old vintage blast from the past. Coming up this, they may have some mileage on them, but they still sound pretty good today. Edition of Bluegrass Breakdown. Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys will launch our trip down memory lane with a track from their October 1977 all-gospel LP, the aptly named Clinch Mountain Gospel. This is The Rousing Over in the Glory Land.
Out of home prepared where the saints abide, over in the glory land, and long to be by my Savior's side, over in the glory land, just over in the glory land. Over in the glory land. What a joyful thought that my Lord I'll see over in the glory land, and with kinder dear there forever I'll be over in the glory land. Just over in the glory land. I'll join you, join the happy angel band. Over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I'll stand, over in the glory land. Well, I'm on my way to that mansion fair, over in the glory land, to sing God's praise and his glory share. Over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, I'll join you, join the happy angel band. Over in the glory land, just over in the glory land, there with the mighty host I stand, over in the glory land. She once was my sweetheart, but now it's all over. But she's young and I am growing old. She has my heart and it well, she knows, and will remain till my body grows cold. She once was my sweetheart, but now she's young and I am growing old. Country. I loved her in the sunshine and the snow. She once was my sweetheart, but now it's all over. But she's young and I am growing old. She has my heart and it will, she knows, and will remain till my body grows cold.
Yes, she's young and I am growing old.
Bill Monroe and the Bluegrass Boys with She's Young and I'm Growing Old, taken from the group's October 1977 album, Bluegrass Memories. And Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys were on the front end with Over in the Glory Land from their Rebel LP, Clinch Mountain Gospel. Well, howdy friends and neighbors, Dave Higgs here, welcoming you to Bluegrass Breakdown in one of our semi-regular sojourns to Bluegrass Land as it existed 40 years ago in October, November, and December 1977. If nothing else, these treks underscore two things. First, bluegrass has changed quite a bit over the years. And second, bluegrass hasn't changed much at all, if that makes any sense. All the many facets of bluegrass, traditional, progressive, experimental, old-time, whatever you want to call them, were present four decades ago. The more traditional elements have remained rock solid, while the new grassy component has become more developed and refined. Here's a fellow that always remained true to his traditional roots, Charlie Moore from Piedmont, South Carolina, the man who gave us so many great songs, most notably the Legend of the Rebel Soldier, thunders forth in October 1977 with his latest Old Homestead project. From the album Wheeling, which alludes to Moore's membership with the WWVA Wheeling Jamboree radio show, we'll hear the title track, followed by Georgia Bound.
All alone down on my luck, and I'm down my last buck. I'd do anything for money, short of stealing. So I get up from my bed, shake the memories from my head, and look out through a dirty window pane. In this same old room last night, two loving arms held me so tight, and the words she said, I found myself believing. Oh, but this morning she's gone, left me to face the lonely dawn, gonna bid farewell to that lying gal in Wheeling. That old river sure looks cold. This whole town is covered with snow. And the way I feel, Lord, life ain't worth living. I'm gonna cross that big old bridge and climb that Ohio Ridge. Gonna turn my back on this lonesome town called Wheeling. Wheeling, Wheeling, you're a lonesome town, Wheeling, but I'm leaving just like I come, broken, hungry, on the bum, but I won't forget the girl I met in Wheeling. No, I won't forget the girl I met in Wheeling.
I'm Georgia bound, gotta find my babe. That gal of mine has left this town, just losing her. Gonna drive me crazy, I'm on my way. I'm Georgia bound, that gal of mine left me this morning, said she was tired of hanging round, but I don't care, can't live without her. Gotta bring her back. I'm Georgia bound, gotta find my baby. That gal of mine has left this town, just losing her. Gonna drive me crazy, I'm on my way. I'm Georgia bound. a golden hat. And I so brown, 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 she's on that train, bound for Atlanta. Gotta bring her back, I'm Georgia bound. Gotta find my baby, that gal of mine has left this town, 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 just losing her. Gonna drive me crazy, I'm on my way, I'm Georgia bound, I'm on my way, I'm Georgia bound.
Charlie Moore with a pair from his October 1977 Old Homestead album, Wheeling. We heard Georgia Bound, preceded by the title track. As Kathy Kaplan writes in her liner notes, quote, Charlie Moore has perfected the art of lead singing and to many ears is the best lead singer currently active today. He is one of the few who can really get inside a song and through the strength and conviction of his voice has the power to hit the listener at gut level, end of quote. Well put. Another October 1977 LP from Old Homestead illustrates the dichotomy between the old and the new alluded to earlier. Blue Denim from North Carolina, led by banjoist R.C. Harris, represents the progressive side of the genre with their new release, the title track of which is a cover of a Eagles giant hit from 2 years prior. This is Take It to the Limit One More Time.
My love. One more time. One more time. sometimes I get wondering if anything will last. People changing partners like they change their underwear. Maybe I'm old-fashioned, darling, I still care. And am yours for life, come and be my lifetime. Come and take the love I have for only one. Yes, I'm yours for life, come and share my lifetime. Share my world until our day is done. And in your eyes a kindness that told me you were good. And if the world could share your heart, there'd never be a war. Darling, if I tried and tried, I could not love you more. And I'm
yours for life, come and be my lifetime. Come and take the love I have for only one.
Yes, I'm
yours for life, come and share my lifetime. Share my world until our day is done.
Always are part of me, cause if I lost you to the winds of change, then I would cease to be.
Blue Denim singing two from their October 1977 Old Homestead record, Take It to the Limit One More Time. We heard You're for Life, backed up by the title track. We'll leave it to the Big Mon to get us through our upcoming break with Blue Goose from his October 1977 MCA album, Bluegrass Memories. This is one he sprang on the boys at the recording session held in July of that year. Banjoist Bill Holden wanted to do the tune over, but couldn't because of Monroe's habit of not allowing retakes and fixes in the studio. Holden recalls, quote, "You'd like to do a retake, but Monroe won't do it. It could be done once or twice. If you didn't like your part, it was too bad. If Monroe liked it, it was on wax." Dave Higgs, and we'll continue rooting around the bluegrassical landscape of October 1977 with the Goins brothers, Larry McNeely and Ralph Stanley, immediately following our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back with Melvin, guitar, Ray, the banjo, and Conley, the bass, the fabulous Goins brothers, with their October 1977 Rebel LP, Take This Hammer. We'll start with the title track and follow it with a Harlan Howard song, Deep in the Snow.
I don't want your cold iron shackles. I don't want your cold iron shackles. I don't want your cold iron shackles. It hurts my legs. It hurts my legs.
Take this hammer, cut to the captain. Take this hammer, cut to the captain. Take this hammer, cut to the captain. Tell him I'm gone, tell him I'm gone.
If he asked you, was I running? If he asked you, was I running? If he asked you, was I running? Tell him I was flying. Tell him I was flying.
Take this hammer, cut to the captain. Take this hammer, cut to the captain. Take this hammer, cut to the captain. Tell him I'm gone. Tell him I'm gone.
Snowing out there in the gloaming, I've sat here and watched it all night. The kids will be thrilled when they're waking to see the fields deepen and white. It's then when I think of my darling, for she hated the cold and the snow. Now she lies in a grave back in Knoxville, stone just 1 year old. So peace make the winter go quick, Lord, so around her the flowers can grow. I can't stand the thoughts of my darling lying there in the deepening snow. Jenny climbs up on my knee now, asking Daddy what causes the snow. And it's then when I think of my darling lying there in the deepening snow. I hold her so close and I kiss her, and her kissing me back doesn't know that the kiss was meant for her mama, lying there in the deepening snow. So please make the winter go quick, Lord, so around her the flowers can grow. I can't stand the thoughts of my darling lying there in the deepening snow. I can't stand the thoughts of my darling lying there in the deepening snow.
The Goins Brothers with Deep in the Snow and Take This Hammer, the latter being the title track to their October 1977 Rebel foray. On May 12, 1977, Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys, Curly Ray Klein on the fiddle, Keith Whitley on guitar, Jack Cook on the bass, and Renfro Prophet on guitar, went to Lemco Sound Studio in Lexington, Kentucky, and cut an album, Stanley Style, all in one day. Now, you might think that such an endeavor would sound a bit rough and unpolished. You would be wrong. In the words of reviewer Rick Anderson, quote, "This is one of the most powerful bluegrass gospel albums ever made. Never syrupy, never cheaply emotional. It grabs you by the scruff of the neck and fairly dares you not to get right with God."
Sweet the sound.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound
that saved a wretch like me.
That saved a wretch like me.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Was blind, but now I see.
Was grace that taught my heart to fear?
Was grace that taught my heart to fear?
And grace my fears relieved.
And grace my fears relieved.
How precious did that grace appear?
How precious did that grace appear?
The hour I first believed.
The hour I first. When we've been there 10,000 years,
bright shining as the sun,
bright shining as the sun.
God's praise.
We've just as long to sing God's praise
as when we first begun.
As when we first begun.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound
that saved a wretch like me.
That saved a wretch like me.
I once was lost, but now I'm found.
Was blind, but now I see.
Ralph Stanley and the Clinch Mountain Boys singing Amazing Grace, lined out by Ralph in the old-time way, and Traveling the Highway Home. Both appear on the band's stellar October 1977 all-gospel rebel LP, Clinch Mountain Gospel. By October 1977, banjoist Larry McNeely, best known for his work with Roy Acuff and Glenn Campbell, had struck out on his own, doing session work. His credits included albums by the Carpenters and Roger Miller, movie soundtracks, commercials, and touring with bassist Jack Skinner and guitarist Jeff Levin. Here are a couple of tunes from the trio's Tacoma album, Live at McCabe's.
There's a song called The Midnight Rider. I got to run to keep from hiding, and I'm bound to keep on riding. I got one more silver dollar, but I ain't gonna let him get me now. I ain't gonna let him get the midnight rider. No, I ain't gonna let him get me now. I ain't gonna let him get the midnight rider. I don't own the clothes I'm wearing, and this road goes on forever. I got one more silver dollar, but I ain't gonna let him get me now. I ain't gonna let him get the midnight rider. Someone's bed I hope to be sharing. I got one more silver dollar, but I ain't gonna let him get you now. Ain't gonna let him get the midnight rider. Oh, I ain't gonna let him get me now. Ain't gonna let him get the midnight rider. Oh, I ain't gonna let him get me. Ain't gonna let him get the midnight rider. We'll be right back.
We got time for one more tune. And this is a tune that Larry has worked really hard on. And he's got a lot of notoriety out of this tune. And Beethoven got a little notoriety. So anyway, it's a hell of a piece, and Larry plays the heck out of it. This is called Beethoven's Fifth.
Larry McNeely elevating Beethoven into the bluegrass canon with Number 5, which was preceded by a fiery version of the Allman Brothers' Midnight Rider, featuring Jack Skinner on vocals. Both appear on Larry's October 1977 Tacoma album, Live at McCabe's. Mandolinist Curly Lambert will get us through our forthcoming break with Fire on the Mountain, his December 1977 Bluegrass Evergreen record. I'm Dave Higgs, and the 40-year-old High Blue and Lonesome Magic will continue. Tunes from Northern Lights, David Marshall, and Curly Lambert on our return from our break here on Bluegrass Breakdown. We're back, fixing to unleash the debut album from the Massachusetts-based Northern Lights, first unveiled by Ravona Records in November 1977. Writer Richard Smith comments in the liner notes that, quote, "There's a saying in the bluegrass world, something about Northern musicians being among the very best pickers, but they aren't much for singing. And they intellectualize the music, it's been said, while others play by feeling it," end of quote. And after hearing Northern Lights, Mr. Smith confesses, quote, "I have trouble remembering what it is that's sometimes said about Northern bluegrass musicians."
Way down in Athens County, that's where I am. Going on the road tomorrow up to Amsterdam. Way down in Athens County, stopping at some wine. Athens County, Marie
never long gone. Sweet Maria,
never long gone, never long gone. Just got into this town, feeling mighty good. Met my good friend Sal, I had a hunch I would. Way down in Athens County, that's where I am. Going on the road tomorrow up to Amsterdam. Way down in Athens County, stopping at some wine. Athens County, Marie and me, we're doing fine.
Sweet Maria, never long gone. Sweet Maria,
never long gone, never long gone. Whistling a bluegrass tune, pick it in the sunshine, sing it in the afternoon. Way down in Athens County, that's where I am. Going on the road tomorrow up to Amsterdam. Way down in Athens County, stopping at some wine. Athens County, Marie and me, we're doing fine.
Sweet Maria, never long gone. Sweet Maria,
never long gone, never long gone.
Sail in vain upon your door. Tonight I'll
Northern Lights regaling us with two from their self-titled November 1977 debut. Boards Across the Window, written and sung by their guitarist Bob Emery, and the leadoff track, penned by Jonathan Edwards, Athens County. You're enjoying the unmistakable strains of 40-year-old time-tested bluegrass thanks to Nashville Public Radio, Nashville, Tennessee. Bluegrass Breakdown is produced by Scott Smith. We've got playlists and past programs at bluegrassbreakdown.com and can be reached at bluegrass@wpln.org. Well, we finally made it to the end of the year, December 1977, and an album that includes a number of surprisingly personal tunes, especially for bluegrass. Ralph Stanley and Ricky Skaggs, among others, join David Marshall of the Marshall Family fame on David's King Bluegrass album, Song of Poverty. We'll begin with Ralph and David on twin banjos in Me and My Buddy.
We're me and my buddy. We're both kind of ugly. But people say play our banjos pretty. We both love our country ways. Fishing, hunting, night and day. But we always find the time to play our banjo. Pick it up while Ralph Stanley. We both find pleasure within when we're singing those gospel hymns. Will the circle be unbroken? Tells a story, won't it? We both play the mountain style that drives the people wild. That's why they play our numbers on the radio dial. Me and my buddy, we're both kind of ugly, but people say we play our banjos pretty. My turn, Ralph. Well, me and my buddy, both kind of ugly, but people say they are banjo pretty. Don't poke fun at poverty. You don't understand, you do not see. The best friends that I had were very poor. Don't poke fun at poverty. It never, ever changes anything. Besides all that, we've all had our share of war. Let me tell you where my daddy spent most of his time. Digging coal in a deep, dark mine. Then one day the mines caved in. He lost his heart when he lost his legs. He was paralyzed and had to beg, living like an animal in a pen. Don't poke fun at poverty. You don't understand, you do not see. The best friends that I had were very poor. Don't poke fun at poverty. It never, ever changes anything. Besides all that, we've all had our share of war. the days have wandered and ventured by, but the memories of poverty will never die. And here I am today on my own. And if God grant me the strength in these legs and with these willing hands, I'm willing to try and keep my family fed. I don't care to dig at coal and help mine. I figure the Lord's gonna do the rest. Don't poke fun at poverty. You don't understand, you do not see. The best friends that I had were very poor. Don't poke fun at poverty. It never ever changes anything. Besides all that, we've all had our share of war. Besides all that, we've all had our share of war.
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you fully trusting in His grace this time?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are you washed in the blood?
In the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb?
Hallelujah.
Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
And be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean.
And be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Are you washed in the blood?
In the blood
and the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb.
Are your garments spotless, are they white as snow?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Are they white as snow?
Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Curly Lambert, with help from Melvin Goins on lead vocals, giving us Are You Washed in the Blood from his one and only solo album, Bluegrass Evergreen, released by Old Homestead Records in December 1977. And David Marshall went before with Don't Poke Fun at Poverty and Me and My Buddy, swiped from his December 1977 King Bluegrass release, Song of Poverty, both of which featured Ralph Stanley on banjo and vocals. Curly Lambert will continue the Stanley connection. Curly played with the Clinch Mountain Boys on some of their most memorable recordings, including lead guitar on If I Lose and mandolin on Rank Stranger, and say goodbye to the tail end of 1977 with a little bit of Maple Sugar. out in that high, happy, soon I'll be returning and the wedding bells will chime. I'll make her mine forever when it's maple sugar time. Kind of note, this is Dave Higgs saying thanks for listening. Have a good week. See you next week. Goodbye, so long, and adios. Coming up on the next Bluegrass Breakdown, we'll be taking a look back at some of the many high blue and lonesome highlights that made 2017 a year to remember, honoring the likes of the Earls of Leicester, Flat Lonesome, Balsam Range, and Volume 5. I'm Dave Higgs, and we'll be homing in on award winners, number one songs, and other notable achievements on the next Bluegrass Breakdown.